Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. A budget for the Bruce is how the Federal Treasurer is describing the almost $500 million he'll commit to highway upgrades on Tuesday night. He's told News Corp this includes $32 million for the Cairns Southern Access Stage 3 project between Edmonton and Gordon Vale, along with cash to upgrade stretches further south. The funding comes as a 22-year-old Brinsmead man is fighting for life in Townsville Hospital after a crash in Ingham. The forensic crash unit's investigating where two hatchbacks collided at around 6 a.m. yesterday morning in Bermerside near Seymour Creek. An Edmonton man who police say crashed into the front of a house on Farmer Street was allegedly 2.5 times over the legal limit. No one was injured in last night's crash, and the 56-year-old will appear in court next month. Cairns will receive a share of a $39 million boost to prenatal mental health care. The funding will lead to hospital beds where mothers can access wraparound specialist care from conception until 24 months postpartum. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says as many as 1 in 5 mothers experience anxiety and depression during this period.
This is a game changer for women, for families right across Queensland.
And Queensland vets are hoping to inspire other industries to take action on climate change. It comes on the back of a new Vets for Climate Action program offering veterinary practices practical ways to reduce costs, water use, and the amount of waste they produce. Cairns-based principal vet at Emergency Vets, Richard Page, says it's possible for businesses to save a lot of money after switching to solar and electric cars.
We're saving a lot of money now on energy. Internally, we run 24 hours a day, but we still generate now more power on site than we actually use overall, which is fantastic.
Cairns can expect a sea of pink on Sunday as locals tie up their runners for the Mother's Day Classic event. This year, they're raising money for both ovarian and breast cancer, and you can join in at 8 a.m. on the Esplanade.